Jim Huber alongside with you, listening friend. I'm so glad you could join us today for the music, but I want to interrupt our program just a moment to talk about some more music coming your way, courtesy of the Gospel Fest Ministries here in Central Illinois. They have an excellent program coming up. An Evening with Fanny Crosby, To God Be the Glory, will be presented at Grace Presbyterian Church this Sunday, May 22, 6 p.m. start time. Admission is free. It is to support the Ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship. And of course, when you say Gospel Fest singers, you remember Sean Degenhart, and he joins me. Good day.
Hi there.
Let's talk about Gospel Fest Ministries first. Somebody might be living under a rock, don't know who you are, but what happens during the summertime? We hear a lot about you guys at Christmas time, Thanksgiving, concerts, you know, when the kids are in school and they're doing these programs around with the family. What happens in the summer?
Well, the summer is actually where Gospel Fest had its beginnings.
Oh, really?
Back in 1999 at Grace Presbyterian Church.
Fitting.
I pitched the idea of a kind of a Gaither Homecoming style concert where we could get choir members from all over the area, different churches coming together, singing great gospel music, and they went for it. And that was July 9th, 1999 was the very first Gospel Fest concert.
So this is a homecoming of sorts, maybe.
Yeah, the summertime Gospel Fest concert is always our kind of our flagship program.
Great. Fanny Crosby. Everybody, I think, knows the name Fanny Crosby, but what can you tell us that we might not know? Who was Fanny Crosby?
She was an amazing woman. She was born in 1820 up in the Northeast. She was blinded at 6 weeks of age from an illness that a doctor prescribed a poultice on her eyes for an infection, and yet resulted in total blindness. Raised by her mother and her grandmother, went to the New York Institute of the Blind, where she eventually started teaching. Hymn writer, wrote over 8,000 hymn texts. Some 8, are still being discovered today. She met every president that was in office during her lifetime. She was good friends with a lot of them. She was the first woman to address both houses of Congress. Just an amazing woman. I mean, her life story, and that's what we do in this Fanny Crosby program, is kind of seeing some of her 8,000 hymns, not all of them, but we kind of weave her life story through that, telling just how important Christ was in her life and her desire to tell others about him.
Give us some titles then. Can you give us some titles? Songs, hymns that we might remember, recognize?
Of course. To God Be the Glory, Redeemed,
Okay.
He Hideth My Soul, Rescue the Perishing, Safe in the Arms of Jesus, Blessed Assurance, probably her best known hymn.
Oh, yeah. So you're describing a hymnal.
Yeah, exactly.
Is this like a family? I would say family invited, everyone, all ages?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
Okay.
We sing along. We have songbooks available for people, and we invite them to sing and really just absorb the words, not just from listening to it, but reading the words and just letting it sink into your soul.
We get requests here at the radio station still for playing the hymns, sharing those.
Great.
There's something about the old hymns. The songs are the melodies are easily recognizable, but the words are where it's at in the old hymns. Okay, YCEF, Child Evangelism Fellowship. There's a connection there.
Yes, this is their spring fundraiser that'll help with all of their summer programming. You know, CEF has been around over 80 years. They do the Good News Clubs and the five-day clubs and, of course, Camp Good News here in the area. So this is going to help with all of their summer programming. And, you know, their main desire is to tell kids about Jesus. And that kind of ties in with Fanny Crosby. You know, she wrote the hymn, Tell Me the Story of Jesus. So this is just a great merger of ministries to help, a wonderful opportunity for them this summer.
I was just thinking about something that I don't talk enough about when I'm here working at the radio ministry, and of course you're in full-time music ministry. Maybe we could look at this concert as an evangelism tool. What do you think about that coming up this weekend?
Absolutely. Music touches people's hearts whether they want it to or not. So when you are singing, you know, Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine, and, you know, if you bring someone that's unsaved or maybe has questions about their faith, and you hear 400 or 500 people singing, you know, this is my story, this is my song,
yes,
praising my Savior all the day long, that's got to, you know, put a little spark in the heart and make them start asking some questions.
Excellent. Sean Degenhart, our guest today, we're talking about An Evening with Fanny Crosby. It is entitled To God Be the Glory. It is a presentation that will benefit Child Evangelism Fellowship with the Gospel Fest Singers. It's going to be this Sunday, May 22nd, 6 p.m. Admission free?
Yes, and they'll be taking a love offering towards CEF.
Okay,
in their summer
excellent.
Programs.
More information online somewhere?
Yes, gospelfestradio.com and then cefofillinois.com as well.
Okay, great. It's an evening with Fanny Crosby featuring the Gospel Fest Singers to benefit Child Evangelism Fellowship at Grace Presbyterian Church this Sunday evening at 6 p.m.